around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
50% of today's show is already over, folks. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. This is Hour 2. It is Saturday, June 15th, and here in the New York City area, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. As we begin these next 60 minutes of the program, well, we have asked show friend Dr. William Spangler to join us. There is a lot we want to discuss with him.
Yes, and as we keep the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline busy today, I'm happy to welcome back our next guest to the show. He has been here before. I'm equally as glad, though, that today it's for a very different reason than when he was here last, which was February of 2020. And again, he was here with us March of 2020. You can guess the topic. But today, Dr. William Spangler, the Global Medical Director for AIG Travel and a board-certified ER physician, is joining us to discuss flying and ways to prevent DVTs, or deep vein thrombosis. Hopefully I said that correctly, Dr. Spangler, particularly when we fly long haul.
Well, Dr. Spangler, you know, we're going to get right to it. Welcome to the show today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, really appreciate that. You know, we enjoy a longstanding alliance with AIG Travel and Travel Guard, and segments like this, frankly, only strengthen the relationship, so we appreciate your time this morning. So, you know, let's first start with having you explain DVTs. For some folks out there, you know, there's probably some confusion why they occur more frequently when we all fly and the general symptoms to look for.
Sure. Why do they fly? Well, because we're immobile, and the vascular system doesn't work quite as well when you're sitting, particularly when you're sitting for long periods of time, and that's what causes problems. There are certain people that have increased risk for DVT, which is a clot in the veins of the legs. And it's bad enough to have a clot in the legs, but if they break off and travel throughout the body, then you can get a pulmonary embolus, which is a clot to the lungs, and there's major problems associated with that, of course. So some people are at increased risk for this, so that's why we're here. I mean, because you're static and not moving around a whole lot, when you're up in the air, there's a little hypoxia. There's not as much oxygen. There's not as much fibrinolytic activity to break up clots. There's all kinds of things that cause an increased risk when you're sitting for a long period of time. And let's define long period of time. Most of the studies in this area have been done a 10-hour flight, some as long as short as four, but it's kind of accepted that only long-haul flights really have a significant increase of DVT.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. That was actually one of my questions. So let's move on then to compression socks, which we actually wear when we fly. At least we usually wear them when we fly, like, to Maui. So, yeah.
I'd say over 6 hours.
Over six, but maybe I'll consider the four. But anyway, so let's talk about compression socks. And I also want to ask you, we keep seeing ads on TV showing advertisements that you should not only wear them when you fly, but that people should be wearing them when they're walking long distances, like hiking and biking. And so can you clarify
if
that's true as well?
And it does make a lot of sense, because that's when your skeletal muscle pumping the most and you're
right,
really pushing that blood back. However, they do work very well. There's good quality evidence that they decrease edema or swelling. So if you're hiking, you can get some swelling of the legs. And certainly if you're in a long-haul travel, you will get some. I mean, everybody gets it. But if you have a history of congestive heart failure or a stroke or a previous DVT, you're at huge risk. So it's probably a good idea. So there's real good high-quality evidence of decreased edema and moderate quality evidence against DVT risk. Do they work? Yes, but it's not the only thing you should do. Even just for comfort, to not have that swelling around your ankles when you get to Maui, it's a good idea.
So, Dr. Spangler, we've got Rudy over in London today visiting his daughter and grandkids for the Father's Day weekend. Rudy, do you have anything you want to ask Dr. Spangler?
Well, doctor. Passengers used to be able to get up, you know, and walk the aisles. I have done it for exercise, and that apparently is frowned on more frequently now by flight crews. I wear compression socks. Is that a good idea? Is there anything else I can do?
Absolutely. And there are other things you can do. Good point. Isometric exercises. So move the ankle up and down, all around, bend the knees, move around as best you can. Get up and even pretend you're going to the bathroom at least every 2 hours just to get up and move around. On a flight attendant, that's where I'm going. Oh, I didn't really have to pee. Okay, I'll come back.
That's what I do. I still walk the plane.
Good idea.
Right.
Exactly. Hydrate. Okay, not with alcohol, but with fluids. Maintain your hydration. Decrease the intravascular volume. Again, up every 2 hours, wear those stockings. And there are medications that will decrease your risk if you're in the high-risk group, all righty? If you're on replacement therapy with hormones, or if you have a cancer history or stroke history, called low molecular weight heparin, alrighty, enoxaparin. And that is an injection that is given into to the belly by yourself. Very easy to do. We do it all the time. And on the day of travel and the day after, and that has absolutely been proven to decrease the risk of DVT.
Okay, well, that's very helpful. All right, so let's switch topics just for a bit, because we get this from time to time. Travel to exotic areas of the world where there are different diseases and health risks. Do you have any general advice for planning a trip like that from a health perspective?
Sure. Wash your hands. For the past 4 years, that's been my advice, as you all well know. Mm-hmm. But no, there are many diseases you're not used to, be it malaria, dengue, chikungunya, different flus, different COVIDs are out there. So if you're going to be in an area where you're not going to have good ventilation, you're going to be with a bunch of people, it's acceptable to wear a mask these days. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, people would stare at you. Now nobody thinks twice. So wear your mask if you're uncomfortable at all. Wash your hands. And before you go to an exotic place, see a travel physician and make sure you get all the vaccines that you need. The easiest way, go to CDC.com. Wonderful. You can look up your country and look up your region of where you're going and what you're going to need and get them weeks to months before you go, not the day before.
Well, that's all good advice there. We really appreciate that. And I have to agree. I'll tell you something. Mary knows this. Before the pandemic, I happened to have seasonal allergies and hay fever. And when I get on a plane and it's dusty, it bothered me. All of a sudden, the mask, when I had to wear it, I would land and I wouldn't be sneezing. It was unbelievable for me. But you do get some looks when you do that. Well, listen, Dr. William Spangler, really appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Good information. Just shows, again, the importance of these segments. So we appreciate it. Hope you have a great Father's Day weekend.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
All right, really appreciate that. Well, Rudy, there we are with some quick information on DVT and also some travel advice from him. I know we didn't get much to the Travel News Roundtable in hour one. You had a funny story you wanted to talk about, so throw that out there before we have to go to break.
Real fast. Yes, a United flight was supposed to take off from Chicago for Amsterdam this week, and they had to get everyone off the plane after it had been boarded, because they couldn't fly the plane. The air conditioning system was clogged by the cicada swarm that has covered Illinois for the last couple of weeks. It's the first time I've ever heard of that, actually, although I did look it up online. And 3 years ago, a press plane that was supposed to follow the president's plane, President Biden's plane, for his first European appearance, was delayed by 7 hours by cicadas.
So let's just think about the fact, though, we have all these issues going on with Boeing and Airbus. Airbus has got problems with their A320, the engines and so forth, with the metal composites and so forth that are problems. Now we've got cicadas. Swarms. It is travel. I just grin and bear it, folks. Grin and bear it. All right. When we return from this quick sponsors break, Pack Up and Go will be the focus of today's personal connection. What do I mean? Lillian Rafson's going to join our national airwaves. She'll do that next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we get it going again after that quick break, it is personal connection time here on your favorite travel radio show in our G-Block, while we're sponsored by FieldGreens.com.
A big health regret is listening to your doctor and thinking, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Better health today and when it matters most is why we take Field of Greens and why we encourage you to do the same. This product is unlike any fruit and vegetable or green product out there on the market. It's not watered down extracts like you're going to find in a lot of other commonly known products. Instead, it's an organic superfood made of just whole fruits and vegetables.
We like that each organic fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. You'll definitely feel like you've got more lead in your pencil. It comes with a 100% money back guarantee. And as a show fan, you're going to save 15%, get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's personal connection segment is truly personal for us. The saying, it's a small world, is true, and the amount of times we run into connections we know when traveling, frankly, is remarkable. Our next guest, Lillian Rafson, is the founder and CEO of Pack Up and Go, and as serendipity would have it, we connected with her in-laws, Amy and Wayne, back in April during our big Let's Go America Tour, United Kingdom, and Seabourn Venture Expedition Cruise. We had no idea they were related to Lillian until we got home, and I got a text from Amy that her daughter-in-law, Lillian, not only knew our show, but she was a guest on the program back in 2021. I'm going to leave it there as we head to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline now for today's personal connection segment.
Lillian, it is very nice to have you aboard with us today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great having you here with us today. So, you know, as Mary said, the world really does seem to get smaller the more that we travel. We say it all the time. And what's also funny to us is you were actually here in the New York City area in the town that we live in for a wedding when we were on that Seabourn cruise in April where we met your in-laws. So we love all this stuff, all the connections. But let's start with you sharing your personal story and how you got started in travel. We love the entrepreneurial risk that you took.
Thank you. Yeah, so I started Pack Up and Go when I was 23. So safe to say I had zero experience as an entrepreneur, zero experience in the travel industry or even as a travel advisor. But I always say a fun fact about me is that I actually come from a family of entrepreneurs and small business owners. So both of my parents own small businesses, not at all in the travel industry. Both of my siblings own small businesses. And all 4 of my grandparents also own small businesses. So I never thought that I would become an entrepreneur or, you know, had any ideas for it growing up.
Well, it was in your blood, though, clearly.
Exactly. It must have been genetic. But when I heard about the concept of surprise travel, when I was backpacking around Eastern Europe when I was 23, and I realized this is what I want to do with my life. I realized that this concept didn't exist in the United States. There were a couple of other factors that came together. You know, I realized at that point I had been to more countries than I had states in the U.S. And I realized there were so many amazing places in the U.S. that a lot of people overlook for vacation destinations. So all of these things came together, and I just said, I think I'm going to become an entrepreneur as well, and I'm going to start this travel agency. And, you know, I'm really grateful and really lucky that when I reached out to my parents to tell them this idea, I was only met with support. And so I think having that history and that lineage of entrepreneurship in my family really, really helped me out.
No question.
Yeah,
about
no
that.
Question. So I love everything about this story. I love the fact that you had the courage to leave a job in the big city and basically start from scratch, which is what you did. And here you are. So let's talk about your growth since your early days. So you create surprise trips for people. So people who are a little adventurous and allow you to go ahead and plan that and then let them know where they're going. I believe when you fly, they find out when they get to the airport for the most part. But how many destinations do you cover across the U.S. and talk a little bit about your growth since the early days?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have sent over 43,000 travelers to over 300 destinations around the country now. And I love that because when you think about the top destinations in the U.S., most people just think of, you know, the top 5 or 10, but we have such a broad catalog of places that we love to send travelers. And, you know, when I think of all the small businesses in those destinations, it, you know, I feel really proud that we're able to support all of them. But when I started the company, it was just me. You know, I built the website on Squarespace and I used Google Drive, and we only offered plane trips where you flew to your destination or road trips where you would drive to your destination. And now we have a whole catalog of trip types. So we still have those plane trips and those road trips, but now you can also do an outdoors road trip where you drive to an outdoors location and go glamping or stay in a cabin or in a little inn. We also have outdoors plane trips. If you want to fly to a destination and then rent a car and drive to, say, a national park or something similar. And we also have YouPick trips because we know a lot of people, you know, maybe feel a little bit anxious about the idea of a surprise destination, but still want all of the amazing pack up and go planning perks. So we do have a trip type where you can choose your destination and then we plan the surprises from there. So you don't know where you're staying or the activities we lined up and all the recommendations.
So just briefly walk us through, let's say I want a surprise trip and I don't want to know where I'm going and I want you to plan all of it. What's the process? Would you interview me? Would you ask me my travel preferences?
Yeah, we do. So it's all online and we want this to be a really easy and fun and exciting process for you. So you would go to our website, packupgo.com, and the first thing you'll do is you'll choose what type of trip you want to take. So from those options I just mentioned, let's say you want to fly, you'll choose a plane trip, and then you fill out our pre-trip survey. So it's almost like a dating profile where we ask all about you. We want to know your past trips, your upcoming trips, places you visit frequently for family or work. We want to know all your hobbies and interests, dietary restrictions. We get all that information, as well as your preferred airports. Then you pick your budget, your travel dates, you pay, and that's it. Then we have a team of in-house travel planners. So there's a real human who is reading through this pre-trip survey, and they act as your matchmaker. So they'll say, okay, based on Mary's survey, I see, you know, this is what she likes. This is where she's traveled recently. I think she would love this destination. And we'll plan it all for you, but we just won't tell you where you're going. So then a week before you depart, we send you an email that has the weather forecast, what to pack, and where to go and when for your departure. So you feel pretty prepared ahead of time. And then you receive an envelope in the mail that we say, keep sealed until the day of your trip. So the morning of your departure, you get to the airport, open your envelope to reveal your destination, and that has all the information you need. It has your hotel, the activities.
I love the fun that you're saying in there. First thing I'm just going to ask you, obviously, do you work with people in different budgets?
We do. Okay. We do. So we do have minimum budgets to make sure we can plan you know, amazing trips for everyone. If you are flying to your destination, trips start at $900 per person for 2 nights, and that includes your airfare, hotel, a guaranteed activity included, dinner reservations, curated recommendations, and then, of course, 24/7
in-house. So that's fine. So at least you have that built in. Yeah. But my second part was going to say, you know, so Mary and I, we love spontaneity when we travel. Frankly, I couldn't imagine traveling without experiencing new things and getting out of our daily comfort zones. So I'm curious, you know, if you've ever taken one of your own surprise trips, and if you have, tell us about the experience. If you haven't, I guess it's going to be a pretty short question.
Yes, I have. My husband and I went on one, I guess it was almost 2 years ago now. And it was amazing. We went to Charleston, which I had never been to.
Great city.
And I loved it. And what's so funny is prior to going, you know, I had planned thousands of our trips when we were getting started. And in my mind, the big selling point was the element of surprise, right? Like, it's so fun to guess where you're going and your friends guess where you're going. And then you rip open this envelope and there's so much anticipation. What I didn't expect was how easy the trip was from start to finish. Like, I didn't make a single decision. We had amazing dinner reservations made. We stayed in the Charleston Place Hotel, which was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And our flight coming home was actually canceled. And the customer service team handled it all for us. They just said, all right, here's your new flight details. You know, let us know if you need anything else. So I was surprised by the sheer delight of ease.
Well, I love the fact that you've actually been able to, you know, use your own business and be able to get a travel experience out of that. So I want to give the website to folks again. I know you mentioned it, but it's just Pack Up Go. The company is Pack Up and Go, but packupgo.com is the website. And Lillian, you know, I have to tell you, very nice having you aboard with us today for the Personal Connection segment of the show. Love it, Mary, and I love the entrepreneurial businesses that are out there. It just, that's who we are
and
as people.
And helping other businesses and the USA.
So much of what you said we dial into. By the way, it won't be as spontaneous, but, you know, we're going to be back with Seaborn with show fans this October 30th through November 9th. Perhaps Amy, you know, Wayne, the family, you and your husband, you can all join us. But in this case, you'll know where you're going. So really nice connecting with you. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Lillian, thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I love the
entrepreneurial story and success story.
Speaks our language,
it
certainly
does.
For sure.
What a business.
It's certainly making an impact. 43,000 travelers, God bless.
Surprise trips. Let's go.
All right. As we hit this bottom of the hour break, Rudy's up next with the right stuff. The Museum Gallery is also ahead this hour, as we'll be taking you to the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia. Folks, you're not going to find a better way to spend 2 hours every Saturday than this show, and we are so glad you're here with us. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When you're traveling and you wake up with a scratchy throat or congestion or a runny nose and know you're getting sick, the last thing you want to do is to try to find an urgent care or doctor's office. That's where a medical emergency kit from urgentcarekit.com/carry can help. Small enough to travel with, but also good to have in your home. This kit comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat more than 39 medical issues, plus an easy doctor's guide. You can order yours at urgentcarekit.com/carry, or as always, you'll find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the wellness company that you'll find at urgentcarekit.com/carry. You know, with the summer here, worrying about trying to find an urgent care or a pharmacy if something goes wrong isn't something we want to be doing on our travels. We all know our bodies, and when you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough, it's a sign we're getting sick. Sure, you could tough it out and roll through whatever sickness happens and hope it doesn't get worse. You could take time off from work, or you could hope to see a doctor and then wait a few hours at an urgent care with a room full of other sick people. Or you could just pull out your medical emergency kit from the wellness company, open it up, match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription they've provided you. Then start on the right meds and nip whatever's ailing you in the bud so your travels can continue uninterrupted. Your medical emergency kit is not a first aid kit. Instead, think of it as having a doctor in urgent care always with you. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat more than 39 medical issues, with strong antibiotics for infections of all types, including strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide is included so you know exactly what to take and when. This means no waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at a pharmacy. Every one of us should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours in minutes, it'll be rushed to your door. And as a show fan,
you'll save 15% at urgentcarekit.com/carry. And there's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, when the comedian Gilda Radner learned that she had cancer, she began writing a book about it, and it's titled It's Always Something. It's an expression I use often because I believe it. For our Right Stuff segment today, we're joined by Pat Wetzel, whose new book is titled Bump in the Road, with the subtitle 15 Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience. Several of the people Pat writes about in her book were travelers or became travelers, as did Pat. And in some of the true stories she relates, travel saved people's lives. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and meet the author, Pat Wetzel. Pat, welcome. Your book is largely divided into chapters about 15 individual stories of 15 people who've overcome severe setbacks and gone on to find their purpose in life and a healthy measure of inner peace. It was your own story that led you to begin a podcast and to write this book about folks who encountered serious roadblocks but found a new way of living. Can you briefly tell us your story from Wharton to the financial industry in New York to divorce and cancer? Wait, did I just tell your story there, Pat?
Almost. Well, from Wharton to from New York to Connecticut, to being married, to being divorced, to dealing with some neurological illness, I've hit more than a few bumps in the road, if you will. But most interestingly, when I went through a very difficult divorce, I was dealing with myasthenia gravis, which is a neurologic disease. And I characterize this as my life wish, death wish part of life. Death wish in that everything in my life had fallen apart. Life wish in that I had started learning to fly, and I was flying sailplanes. I ended up buying a high-performance plane, a plane with a pedigree. It was owned by Carl Friedrich and built just for him to fly in the world. I ended up taking this plane cross-country, flying the Rockies, the Sierras, the Continental Divide, and it opened the door to many adventures. Fast forward a few years, cancer diagnosis, and once again, I turned to travel to heal, and that's what really opened the door to my podcast and my book series.
Tell us the story of the blind gentleman you interviewed.
Eric Weinmayer, he is one of the most inspirational people I have ever met. Eric tells a story. This is his story, but I tell it often because I think it's so powerful. Eric divides the world into three groups. We've all been part of each of these groups. We move between them. The groups are quitters, who are self-evident. Campers. Campers are people who want to maintain the status quo no matter what. And in all fairness to them, they may be so beaten up by life, they don't want to put their head outside the foxhole anymore. They want to stay within their comfort zone. And then relatively few people are climbers. And I'm fascinated by the story of his, because not only is Eric a climber, literally and figuratively, he's a mountain climber, but because I think that we all want to move from being campers to climbers. But how do you do that? What are the elements that allow you to make that transition? And what are the benefits of being a climber? Obviously, I think it's living a heartfelt, realized life.
Well, he lost his ability to see in the ninth grade, so he wasn't born blind. But when you call him a climber, it's almost an understatement. He climbed Everest. He climbed all seven summits. He kayaked. He soloed through the Colorado River Rapids. That, talk about climbing.
He is amazing. He has an organization called NoBarriersUSA.org. It's kind of like Outward Bound for the disability and veteran communities, although everybody is welcomed. It's a remarkable program, a remarkable not-for-profit. If you're looking for something to support, it's a great group.
And speaking of traveling, one of your other subjects, it was named Sean, and at 13, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, was given 3 months to live. A year later, he had a coma, an unrelated cancer. He was given 14 days to live, and he decided to become the first cancer survivor to climb Everest with one functional lung.
Sean Swarner is an amazing person on so many levels. I can't begin to tell you. I think his story is beyond remarkable. But what's most remarkable, I think, is that Sean comes away from all these experiences with such deep wisdom. But the thing that turns my head about his wisdom is it's very concise. It's very refined. It comes from somebody who's lived through a great deal and can distill it into simple wisdom.
Pat Wetzel is the author of a book called Bump in the Road, 15 Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience. And if you think you've got it tough and can overcome it, read this book. Read this book. You can find more information about it by going Bump in the Road, and you'll find out all about the book and all about Pat Wetzel and the 15 people who overcame unbelievable setbacks, and many of which cured that by travel, which, of course, made this book of great interest to us since we're a travel show. Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start
up. See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. You know, there's nothing worse than knowing you're in debt and falling further behind. It can weigh on you day and night. The frustrating part is the system is designed to trap you in debt because the hole keeps getting deeper. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap. It's called ZapMyDebt.com. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances, stop those threatening phone calls, and do it all without bankruptcy or a loan. Before you do anything else this weekend, check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. That's ZapMyDebt.com, or you can find the link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, we discussed last hour visiting national parks, but now I'd like to turn our attention to a different kind of park, the nation's marine sanctuaries. We tend to hear a bit less about them than we do about state and national parks. So it's a good thing our next guest is the director of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration Office of National Marine Sanctuaries. This is the federal government's office that takes care of our nation's system of underwater parks. To learn more about these parks and what can await you as a visitor, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to talk with John Armour. John, welcome to the show. Let's start with a definition of what an underwater park is exactly.
Great. Yeah, well, I really appreciate you having me. A national marine sanctuary is much like a national parks on land. National marine sanctuaries protect our most iconic, special places in the ocean and the Great Lakes.
What would you give us a couple of examples of places we might know that qualify?
Yeah, the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary protects the entire island chain of the Florida Keys in South Florida. And it is a fantastic place to go scuba diving and snorkeling and fishing.
And I think Hawaii would be certainly a recognizable name as well, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm calling in from Hawaii right now. I am on the shores of Hilo on the big island of Hawaii. And this is a fantastic place to surf and snorkel and scuba dive and watch whales and to fish. And we have two national marine sanctuaries here in the Hawaiian Islands. Most people are familiar with the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary, which is centered around the island of Maui. But we also have part of our network is Papahanao Mokuakea Marine National Monument, which protects the vast area of ocean around the northwestern Hawaiian Islands as well.
Well, what can visitors expect when they visit a national marine sanctuary? I mean, is there a booth there? Is there parking? Are there boats to rent? What exactly makes it recognizable as sort of a national park involving water?
Yeah, well, that is a great question, and it is a challenge that we have because, you know, unlike national parks, you know, national marine sanctuaries don't have a gate that you go through, and where you can see the big sign, right? Some of these places exist and people recreate in them without even knowing they're in a national marine sanctuary. So we do have most of our sanctuaries have visitor centers in nearby communities, right? Like, for example, we have one right here in Hilo. We have them in Santa Cruz, California. We have them in Key West, Florida, and many others. And those are places where your listeners can go and they can learn about National Marine Sanctuaries. They're all free of charge. So they can go in and learn about the uniqueness of National Marine Sanctuaries, talk with folks that work for sanctuaries, and find and learn about how to recreate in them responsibly.
You can find out where these marine sanctuaries are by going to sanctuaries.noaa.gov. Sanctuaries.noaa.gov. Are you all concerned with, for example, coral reefs and what's going on underneath the water?
Absolutely, yes. We are very concerned about coral reefs and many of the other resources that National Marine Sanctuaries protect. These are resources that are, in a lot of trouble. And so National Marine Sanctuaries give us an opportunity to work with communities to help restore these places. We have a massive coral restoration effort going on in the Florida Keys, and we have kelp forest restoration happening in California. So we are very concerned about these places, and we need folks to learn about them, visit them, come and help us protect them.
John Armour is the Director of National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries. Hey, John, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I frankly hadn't appreciated National Marine Sanctuaries, but now I will.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As the fastest 2 hours in travel nears the finish line for this June 15th broadcast, everyone, it is 52 minutes past the hour, and the Museum Gallery is how Mary and I will wrap the program today. That's sponsored by amac.us/carry.
For just $16 a year, you're going to unlock a world of excellent travel savings on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining, and an array of other products and services. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win.
It really is. As we'll soon celebrate the birth of our nation, reflecting on the freedoms our founding fathers fought for, well, it's important. Every day they seem to be under attack, and it's why we need to stick together and fight back. So besides all the great savings on travel and other items you'll receive as an AMAC member, they're also dedicated to protecting our American values and defending our rights. Membership is just $16 a year, or you can get the election year special that delivers 4 years for $30. Visit amac.us/carry today to join, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline for today's museum gallery. It's located in the heart of historic Philadelphia, just steps from Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, is the Museum of the American Revolution. They've got a lot going on this Father's Day weekend and throughout the summer, and here's our Director of Education and Community Engagement, Adrian Whaley.
Hello, Adrian. Welcome aboard. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
So with yesterday being Flag Day across the nation, we thought the timing was good to have you join us today and talk about how the museum is celebrating this weekend. But before we get into the specifics of that, I'd like you to share first maybe a brief overview of the museum itself and the general collection.
Yes, absolutely. The Museum of the American Revolution is basically a brand new museum. We opened to the public only in 2017, but we are really excited to be here in the heart of historic Philadelphia, really lifting up lots of stories about the diverse people and the complex events that sparked America's founding, right? Thinking about ongoing stories, big ideals, all sorts of things, and using lots of amazing artifacts to tell the story all the way down to one of George Washington's original sleeping and office tents from the Revolutionary War.
Interesting. Adrian, so now with Flag Day weekend here and Father's Day as well, we're told that you do have all kinds of flag activities going on this weekend. What's on tap that visitors are enjoying?
Yes, we are so busy this weekend. So we're always sharing lots of stories about signs and symbols of the American Revolution, and we're going to be digging into that around the American flag. So, for example, we're going to have a discovery cart out focusing on a flag maker named Rebecca Flower Young and lifting up her work and her business acumen and the work that she's doing to make materials for this new American nation. We've also just set up our new True Colors flag project. It's the maybe fifth year that we've had this up there, and it's representing the suit of colors that a privateer ship as well as other ships would carry around with them, both so they could show respect for various nations when they were in foreign ports, as well as to sometimes hide their true identities when they were on the high seas and needed to engage in subterfuge. But of course, they had to show their true colors before they engaged in acts of warfare. So we've got a scavenger hunt up around that that kids can really enjoy over the weekend as well.
How fun. I can tell you're the Director of Education and Community Engagement. I hear your passion coming through loud and clear. So I think you mentioned the tent. Is that part of the Witness to Revolution exhibit, which looks really compelling?
So thank you. The tent is always on display at the museum as part of this really cool film. But then we've got this special exhibition called Witness to Revolution, The Unlikely Travels of Washington's Tent, that takes the film story that about Washington's tent and explodes it out into a bunch of square footage so that you can learn the story of the tent through a bunch of different artifacts, personal items, lots of cool photographs, letters, and things like that, all the way from the Revolutionary War up including how we preserve the tent and continue to tell its story today in the museum.
You know, thinking about families and so forth, since you mentioned that, we appreciate you have a discovery center there. I know it's called Revolution Place. So
yes.
What can you share about that experience with everyone that's tuned in? And we were also told that you have these guided outdoor tours that are going to be happening going outside the museum to explore the revolution.
Yes. So imagine that it's Philadelphia 1777, and imagine all the different kinds of spaces that you would be moving around if you were living in or visiting the city. So imagine that there might be a Revolutionary War encampment with a soldier's tent that you can climb into, or maybe like a fire that you can be cooking food around, and maybe you're trying on replica clothing and going shopping at the market. Imagine that you're at a tavern and you're reading old newspapers to find out what's happening during the revolution, trying on the hats that maybe the visitors to the tavern would be wearing. Imagine reading books about the revolution, but doing it in the parlor of a middling class family, maybe pretending that you're drinking tea or more likely coffee. Or maybe imagine that you're in a worship space and you're trying to deliver a sermon to convince other people that your beliefs are the true beliefs when it comes to the American Revolution.
Andrew,
those
listen,
are all experiences kids in heart.
I love that. Okay. So you're giving everyone a lot to think about. I want to give the information so they can get in touch with you and know how to come visit. Folks, more information, the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia, amrevmuseum.org. So amrevmuseum.org is the website. You'll find details on the exhibits, events, ticket info, and a lot more. Really appreciate your time today, Adrian. Have a nice rest of your Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we are, Museum of the American Revolution, folks. And with that, it's time to land our travel get-together for today. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there tuned in. Do be sure to tune into our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries on these stations. You can always connect with us through the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. Until next Saturday when we do it all again, and before we leave for Texas and the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco that's coming, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.